Yeah, I want to talk a little bit more about the Gemara and Daf Mem. There's a lot of things that we can get out of that Gemara. So, if you'll recall, the Gemara over there asked that the Mishnah says, Motzu b'dvayerva, v'shaloi hoisru yilov v'kol, so then he's not kainaser because says Vaisil Isha Isha Ruyula. That's the Mishnah Lama test. The Gemara Daf Mem asked, Vaisi Esiv Litcha Loisi Se. The Mitzvah Saseya, Vaisil Isha should be Doicha the Lav. If she's a Mamzeris, the Aseya, Vaisil Isha should be Doicha the Lav of a Mamzeris. And the Gemara answers, Yomer Loiba Ino Mi Isil Esi Kral. So the Rishonim asked, Tosfos asked, what's the most kasha in the first place? The Esi should be done for the Lois Zeh. The Mishnah says it's Exeris HaKosu, V'loi Si Eli Isha, Isha Ruyuloi. That's question number one. Tosfos asked. The Gemara Lamaisa answers that the Esi of here can't be done for the Lois Zeh because the Omer Loiva Ino Mi'isul Esi Klal. So if in fact the Esi can't be done for the Lois Zeh, Stam and Svar, the Esi can't be done for the Lois Zeh, so why do you need a Pasuk? Why did the Mishnah have to invoke a Pasuk? That's three Shalim's kasha. So we saw yesterday in places three Terutzim. I'm not going to get into the Terutzim itself so much today, but just Kisser places says three Terutzim. Test number one is that the Mishnah Lama test Taka didn't mean Exeris HaKosov. The Mishnah just meant to say that it says V'leisi Elisha, you need Midaito. And if it's not Midaito, then there's no Asay, and therefore there's no Tchia. That's good for what the Mishnah means, that there's no Tchia because she could say Loi Ba'ino. And the Gemara asks, but here she's saying Ba'ino. And the Gemara says, but she could say Loi Ba'ino, so therefore it's not Doicha. That's the first Mahalach in Taisus. Then we talked about it yesterday at length, exactly how to understand that Teretz. Then Taisus another Teretz, that maybe there's Exeris HaKosov, but I could have Zestein Exeris HaKosov by Chayve Chorus. By Chayve Lav, and maybe the Esi should be Doicha the Lois Asay. So the Gemara has to say, no, the Esi is not Doicha the Lois Asay. And then Taisus has to address Lefiza, so the Maisa says, no Tchia, so why do you need a Pasuk? So Taisus says, no, I might have thought since there is Knas from Naira HaNaira, Naira HaNaira, maybe once there's Knas. He should be kindness even Isha Asura. So that I need a pasuk of Eloi Sil Isha, that even though there's knas, but he's not kindness in Isha Asura. Then there's another teretz, a third teretz, that the pasuk is megala, that this essay is not an essay, is the, even though ordinarily essay is teich Eloi, this essay is a say, ambivalent essay. The Amalei Ba'ino, there's no essay, but on the other hand, it's more of a mitzvah that she should say Ba'ino. So the pasuk here is megala, that there's no tchiyah. Those are various teretzim and places. New Shaitim, there's other teretzim. The Ramban is a very interesting text. The Ramban answers that the Mishnah said two cases. The Mishnah said, Motzo b'dvar erva, oishalei hoisru yulovi b'kol. Motzo b'dvar erva, she became a soita. After he was kainaser, one day she became a soita. So he has to be, even though ordinarily it's din v'leisi li'isha li'uchal v'shalcha. But here, since she became a soita, he has to be Megarasha. And then there's another case. Ain't really lovey because she was a mamzeres or whatnot. Says the Ramban, the Gemara's kasha leisi asay v'litchi leisi say is not going on ain't really lovey because that the Gemara knows the exeris hakosuv that she has to be isha ruyula. The Gemara's kasha is on motzad vareva. She became a soita. The Mishnah says he should be Megarasha. There's no exeris hakosuv of leisi leisha. Because says the Ramban, Exeris HaKosov of Loisi Elisha, Isha Ruyula Kaim is only B'Shas Havaya. When he marries her, he actually has to be Isha Ruyula. If when he marries her, she's a Mamzeris, then there's no mitzvah of Loisi Elisha. But here, when he married her, she was Ruyula of B'Kol. Later on, she became a Soita. That does not go into the Exeris HaKosov. Frek the Gemara, so the Yasei of Loisi Elisha, which the Ramban understands is a mitzvah Nimsheches. It's not completed when he's first claimed as her. There's an ongoing mitzvah, Kol Yimei Chayav, of Veloi Si'il Isha. The ongoing mitzvah of Veloi Si'il Isha should be Doicha, the lab of Soita Levaila. And the Gemara answers, Yomalei Ba'ino, she wants to be Miskeresh, she could be Miskeresh, so maybe there's no Tchiyah. That's the Ramban's Teretz. So you see from this Ramban of several Chidushim. First of all, you see it's done, that's the Madova, but the Ramban holds that the mitzvah of Veloi Si'il Isha is a mitzvah in Mechaz, Kol Yimei Chayav. The Rashba's Chayav, perish from that. The Rashba says he doesn't think it's true. He says he thinks once he's kindness her and he's boil her, then the mitzvah is finished. like Yibum. He has to be once he's Bala, then it's over. Then there's another laugh of Leuchel Shalcha, but you were talking about the assay of Leisi Elisha. The Leisi Elisha is already finished. And the Ramban holds that the way. The Ramban holds that the mitzvah of Leisi Elisha is an ongoing assay. That's Chiddush number one you see in the Ramban. Then you see another Chiddush in the Ramban, that even though there's an ongoing assay of Leisi Elisha, but the miyut of Isha Ru'uyolo is only B'shas Havaya. That's interesting all by itself. Just in the nature of the Xerxes Akos of Isha Ru'uyolo. I think how you see something from that a chiddush in this Ramban. You know, I would have understood that the apostle Yisro really says that even though this but you see in this Ramban, I might have thought that the apostle Yisro really says that the mitzvah of a leisil isha is not strong enough to override Yibum. Okay, they get into Rishonim's kasha. So what's the kasha? That's what the leisil say. But that's the Rishonim's discussion. But the component of the grammar of the drasha, the content of the drasha, I would have thought is that the mitzvah over here doesn't override Yisurim. You see, in the Ramban, that's not the content of the drasha. The mitzvah, the Ramban learns the Gzeres HaKosuv of that's not the content of Isha Ruloi. Isha Ruloi doesn't say the mitzvah doesn't override Yisurim. Again, after he's kind of certain, if an issue develops later, she becomes a saita, the mitzvah could be like Yisur. It's a stomach there's a cost of the b'shas avaya, she has to be ruila. It's a funny thing in the Ramban. I don't want to get into this so much because I don't have it clear in my own head either. But just you see in the Ramban somehow that it divides. That when he's kind of certain, there's an ongoing mitzvah that's a meiv esrim. He has a mitzvah of a loisil isha that continues for all of the married life. B'shas the knisa though, there's a din that she has to be ruila. Later on, after the Knesset, there's no such thing. The Xeris HaKosov evaporates. There's no longer a Xeris HaKosov of Yisra Ruyula. Ad Kekach Nemar answers later on, which is the Esedech HaLeisei. And Nemar answers Yom HaLei Ba'ina, and so on. But the Xeris HaKosov ends. The mitzvah continues. The mitzvah of HaLeisei Yisra continues, you know, past their wedding, well, their wedding, you know, past their silver anniversary. There's a mitzvah Nemsheches of HaLeisei Yisra. But the din of Yisra Ruyula Kaima, that's only B'shas HaHavaya. Right, that's a chiddush that it says here in this Ramban. I also don't understand in this Ramban just in Cheshbon. So bottom line, what's the Ramban answering? The Ramban is saying that as far as a mamzeres is concerned, there's a gzeres hakosuv. The Mishnah, when the Mishnah said isha ruyula kaima, the Mishnah really meant there is a gzeres hakosuv. It's talk is gzeres hakosuv that it can't be kindness of mamzeres because you need a isha ruyula kaima. But the Gemara's question is that's only the shas havaya. But later on, if she became a soito, then there's no longer exerts the cost of Yisro Yula Kaima. So later we should say that Esi should be Doiche the Loisisa. So if she became a Saita, the ongoing mitzvah of Loisi Elisha ought to be Doiche the Lav of Saita Levayim. So what's the Gemara's Teretz? The Amulay be no less a less a Kla. That here there is no Tchiyah. So I don't understand. So if there's no Tchiyah, so he asks me, so what's Kasha? If there's no Tchiyah, so why do you need? Why did the Xeris HaKosuv in the first place? Why did the Mishnah need the Xeris HaKosuv? Remember, Tosis asked the double kasha. The kasha lechatchila, the way Tosis phrased the kasha, was a double kasha. A, it's Xeris HaKosuv. The Mishnah says it's Xeris HaKosuv. So what's the Gemara asking? Yes, Yishuv Adoich HaLoisa say. And number two asked Tosis, once the Gemara answers that there is no Yishuv Adoich HaLoisa say, so why do you need a pasuk? So the Ramban addresses the first question. The Ramban says the Xeris HaKosuv is only B'shas Knisa. The Gemara is asking on later on, when she became a Saita later, the Xeris HaKosuv has now expired, so now let it Esedech HaLoisa say. Fine, so the first Kasha, Tosis, the Ramban answered. But what about Tosis' second Kasha? So the Gemara might ask that question, let the Esedech HaLoisa say, and the Gemara answers that it can't be, because the Yom HaLoisa, you know, less and less a cloud. So it turns out that in this case, the Esedech can't be Doich HaLoisa say. So why does the Mishnah need the Xeris HaKosuv Yishu Ruyul HaKaimu? Suffice it that the Esedech over here can't be Doich HaLoisa say. Any idea. I don't know what's proud of that Ramban. The Rambam, what do you do the Rambam? The Rambam is very, there's a very shver Rambam here. And this is really what I want to talk about. The Rambam in Hilchas Naira Merosa. The The Ram writes, Perek Aleph Halacha Gimel. Haisa anusuzu asur olav. I feel me chayvi asay. I feel me shniyo. Aiz elo yisa. Bechene motzu bot vazimo. Acha shekonas. Aiz eig asheno. Shenemar velo yisir le isha isha haru yula. Well, the Rambam brings the exact cost of the Mishnah Lama test. Isha haru yula. Later on in Perek Gimel, the Rambam has the same halacha in regard to Matzah Shemar. There you also have a din of Loisi Elisha. So the Rambam says, Nimtza bo dvar zimo, oi she nimtza asurol, mechavi laven, oi mechavi asei, v'yafi lushnio, harei zi gashena beget. There's a very narrative, it's Matzah Shemar. Shenemar, v'loisi Elisha, isha haru yula. Fek the Rambam. V'loma lo yobe yasei, v'yitches lois asei. Ben be Matzah Shemra, ben be Oynes. Why don't we say yes? The Gemara is Kasha. The Ram puts it in over by Matzah Shemra, but he says it's Kasha by Oynes also. It really is the same Kasha by both Matzah Shemra and by Oynes. There's a mitzvah lo yisil isha. Let the mitzvah lo yisil isha be doche the lav of mamzeres or soita, whatever the issue is. V'yisazu asrule. Says the Rambam, shai efshe shaloite rotzi hileshiv. Maybe she won't want. The nimsa esse veloita se kayomen, and therefore you could be mekayim the esse and the loisse. It's like eshul kinder. We'll come back to that point. But the Rambam brings the Gemara's answer. Yomu leiba ino lesel esse ka. She could say leiba ino. Since she could say leiba ino, so the esse here can't be doicha the loisse. The Rambam says because implies because eshul kayim shnei. That has to do with the understanding of yomu leiba ino and what exactly that means. We're going to visit that. But right now I just want to focus on in the Rambam. The Rambam starts off with the exact sakosif. He says that if she was a saito, if she was an isha surloi, in a rule of a bakol or a filushnias, so he can't be kainasir, or he's not magarisher by Matzah Shemar, because this he brings exactly also leisi leisha isha ruila. In the next breath, the Rambam asks, "Let the esi b'derech leisa say," and he answers, "Yom alei b'ino." The kash is very glaring. If it's exeris akosuv, then what are you asking the esi b'derech leisa say? And if that's not the chiddush, what do you need to say? So, for Steitzach, this is the kasha the Rishonim ask on the Gemara. The Ram really is mirroring the Gemara. The Mishnah says the exeris the kasha of leisi elisha, and the Gemara says leisi esli. The Gemara asks leisi esli v'litcha leisi say. So it's not a kasha. This kasha doesn't originate in the Rambam. The kasha originates in the Gemara. But all the terutzim that we've seen so far in the Gemara are not going to help in the Rambam. Taisus terutzim from Lashul. What were Taisus terutzim? Taisus answer number one. Maybe there really is no Xeris HaKosov. Maybe when the Mishnah said Vlaisi Elisha, it never meant Xeris HaKosov. It meant that you need Midaito and Yom Aleba Ino, Lesse Klal. That was the first Teretz in Taisus. Well, that's not the Rambam. The Rambam says it is Xeris HaKosov, Vlaisi Elisha, Isha Ruil Kaim. Taisus said the second Teretz, maybe the Xeris HaKosov is going to Chayve Chorus, but for Chayve Lavan, the Esse should be Toichel, the Lesse say. The Rambam is talking about Chayve Lavan. Taisus said the third Teretz, the essay, the posuk is megaler that this kind of essay is not doicha loisase. That's not mashm the Rambam at all. The Ramban says that the posuk is going on only b'shas havaya. It's not going on later. And the Gemara's kash is on the nimtzud v'erva later. It's also not true in the Rambam. The Rambam says beferish. The exeris hakosuv loisase l'isha is going even when she became a saita later. As b'kitzer, the kash that we had in the Gemara, the kash that the Rishonim asked in the Rambam, it's very glaring. And none of the answers that the Rishonim give is available in the Rambam. So in the Rambam, it's mamash mistair, the question. What's going on in the Rambam? It's mamash seisur himself minei abe. Nimtzu b'dva erbo, oishe nimtzu asur lo b'chai v'lavin, im b'chai v'yasei, if he l'shnia, harizu g'ashenu b'get, shenemar v'loi seil isha isha r'uloi. And then the next word, v'lama lo yove yasei v'yitcha leisasei. What do you mean, lama lo yove yasei v'yitcha leisasei? You just told me it's exeris hakosuv v'loisi elisha isha ruila. So let's put that in a back burner. And let's talk for a few minutes, Taka, about the Gemara's answer, Yomer Leiba Ino, Me, what's the lashon of Gemara? Yomer deloy ba'ino mi isi lasei klap. What does that? What does that have to mean? Like yesterday, we really glossed over that. But what's the Gemara's answer? What's the meaning? The Gemara asked the essay should be doicha loisa say. The essay of a loisa lisha should be doicha the loisa say of. Zeres, let's say, or a site to Labaila, however you learn the Gemara. Essay should doicha loisa say. The Gemara answers here. The essay not doicha loisa say because the omer loy ba'ino lasei lasei klap. What does that mean? But she's not saying loy ba'ino. Maybe she's saying ba'ino. Yeah, if she would say loy ba'ino, there'd be no essay. If, no. But she's not saying loy ba'ino. She's saying ba'ino. So let the essay be doicha loisa say. So Rashi says that it means hashtanami milamdan oisa loymer in the yoisa. That enachanami, if she would, that's what sounds like in Rashi. Enachanami, if she says ba'ino, the essay would be doicha loisa say. But Beis Din tells her to say loy ba'ino. The Ritva adds, the Ritva asked in Rashi. He says, what's the Mishnah? The Mishnah's only talking about a special case where she said loy ba'ino. What if she doesn't want? She loves the guy. She wants to marry. So then he would be kind of said, the essay would be doicha loisa say. So Ritva says Rashi means we're kaifer to say loy ba'ino. How does that work? So he said, well, Kaifanai said, but Kaifanai said, Hashem le Reitzani, since it's a mitzvah l'shmai d'vei chachamim. So therefore, when she says Reitzani, so we assume that it's a Kaifanai said, Hashem le Reitzani kind of case. That's so clear. Why are we Kaifer? Like if the essay is the Chalaisa, so why are we Kaifer to do otherwise? If when she says Ba'ina, there is a Tchia, so why are we Kaifer to say Lai Ba'ina? I don't know, maybe Xerubi is showing out to be a Shni like you have in Yavamas. Any of that. Akapanim, that's how Rashi learns. Come out, all the Rishonim learn not like Rashi. So Rashi Rav Pshat in the Gemara. Yehoma Leibina means Malam the Noisa Leimer Leibina. But if she says Ba'ina, what happened to be different? Other Rishonim, a lot of Rishonim, the Ramban, the Rashba, the Ritva, the whole Bismedish of the Ramban, they say Pshat in the Gemara that it's an Asay Kal. Such an Asay that she could say Leibina, and then there won't be an Asay. That's a weaker Asay. It doesn't that kind of essay that could be gotten out of doesn't have the kayak to be. It's an essay kap. That's the lashon leaves. It's an essay kap. Taisi Shonim here in the brackets. Taisi Shonim says pshat that it means it's like a simon. Since if she would say leiba, there'd be no essay. So you see that she doesn't have the mitzvah. The mitzvah is only on him, not on her. Because she doesn't have it. So the mitzvah is only on him and not on her. But the issue is on both. So that's what they say over here. He can't be doicha because Mela, for him, the essay could be doicha lab. But for her, the essay can't be doicha lab because she doesn't have the essay. That's what the Gemara means to say. That's what Tosfos Shalom learns. The Ramban in Bava Metzia, Daf Lamed, has a very interesting shot. It's totally different than what the Ramban says here in Ksuvos. It's not an interesting thing to know. The Gemara talks about a Kohen who sees an Aveda in the Beis HaKvaros. So the Dinis, he does not go into the basic forest to be Meshiv the Aved. So the Gemara says, why not? The essay of Hashavas Aved should be Doichel Lav of not being Metame, of the Kohen not being Metame. Gemara is a few tales. One of the Gemara's answers is that Leidachinu Nisur Mekami Memainu. So we're trying to discuss, what does that mean? It's not Memainu, it's a mitzvah. The mitzvah of Hashavas has to do with Momen, but at the end of the day, it's a mitzvah. So says the Ramban, Shat in that Gemara. He says like this. This is the mitzvah of Shavas Aveda. The mitzvah of Shavas Aveda, it is the mitzvah, but the mitzvah is L'tovas HaBailam. Like the Torah gave you find an Aveda, so the Torah said you should worry about the Bailam and be machzalat to the Bailam. Says the Ramban, if the Bailam themselves would be a Kohen, would they be allowed to go into the basic forest to recover their property? I don't know. To Issa. The mitzvah of Shavas Aveda can't make the Kohen who finds the Aveda do more than the Bailam would have to do themselves. The Bailam themselves, if they would see the Aveda in the basic forest, they would not be allowed to go in. Says the Rabbi, so even when there is a mitzvah, but a mitzvah that's the Tovus HaBailam, the mitzvah is the Tovus HaBailam, HaShavas Aveda is the Tovus HaBailam. I might think you used the lashon there that Huva HaBailam Chayovim Mechvei Shemayim. The Bailam would not be allowed to do an issa to recover their property. So now when the Torah gave a mitzvah on the mitzvah, the mitzvah is the Torah of Bailam. So the mitzvah can't do more isurim for the Bailam's benefit than the Bailam would be allowed to do for their own benefit. And since the Baal, you know, in a mitzvah that's the Tovus HaBailim, is not Doichi Surim. Because for the Baalim themselves, there will be no warrant to be Doichi Surim. So such a mitzvah that's the Tovus HaBailim is not Doichi Surim. Says the Ramban, that you find the same thing in Ksuvus. By Veloisi Elisha. That since the Omer Loibayino less the last Eklal, so therefore the mitzvah Veloisi Elisha is not Doichi Surim. What does the Ramban mean? You mean the mitzvah loisi l'isha is l'tayvus ha'isha. The isha herself would not be, she wanted to marry this guy, Stam, would not be allowed to do, Stam, she wants to marry somebody. The isha herself, she wants to marry somebody. She's not allowed to you know, she fell in love with the mamzer, not allowed to marry. So now you have a mitzvah l'tayvus ha'isha, he has a mitzvah l'tayvus ha'isha to marry her. But the mitzvah l'tayvus ha'isha to marry her can't be allowed, it can't be doicha mori surim. Then the Isha herself would be allowed to do the Tevas Atzma. It's like a mitzvah. The kids here, the Ramban is saying, like the Chin Yisurim Kami Moina means that a mitzvah lets the Tevas somebody else and not the Ich Yisurim. Because the other person wouldn't be allowed to be the Ich Yisurim. So now the Torah gave you a mitzvah, you have to worry for him, but not to do more Yisurim than he would have to, than he would be allowed to do for himself. So he says, that's the Pshat of this Gemara also. The Loi Seel Isha is like a Mamanist, it's like a Mamanistic mitzvah. It's not literally Mamanist, but it's a mitzvah, it's the Tevas Isha. So a mitzvah, it's the Tovus, Omer Loi Ba'ina, I think he's reading the words like a simon. Since you see, if she says Loi Ba'ina, there's no mitzvah, so what do you see from that? You see from that that the whole mitzvah is the Tovus. If she doesn't want, she doesn't have to. So he only has to marry if she wants to. You see the mitzvah is the Tovus. If the mitzvah is the Tovus, then that kind of mitzvah, that's the Tovus, not the Echisur. Because like, who be he, Chayov Mechoy Shemai? Another pshat in the Gemara. The Rambam, we read the Rambam before. Let's go back to the Rambam. The Rambam, though, how does the Rambam learn this Gemara? Yom Olay Beinam Yisalei Kal. The Rambam says, read the Rambam again. The Rambam says, "V'loma lo yovo yasei v'yitches leisasei ben mechishemra ben ba'ines v'yisazu hasuraloi shari efshe shalei tirtzehi leishev v'nimsa esei v'loisasei kayomin." How does it mash from the Rambam? What's the Rambam saying? I don't think it's mashed like any of these problems we said so far. The Rambam doesn't say it's an esikal, and the Rambam certainly doesn't say this from Bar Abba Metzia. The Rambam says, since she could say loy ba'ino, the nimsa esi v'loy sasei kayomen, then you'll be able to reconcile, there's a way to reconcile the esi and the loy sasei. She could say loy ba'ino. Therefore, the esi not doichel loy sasei. The pshute, what does the Rambam mean? Hashtus, the Rambam means the well-known cloud. Efshel Kaim Shnei. Chalav Ishlokish, you have many places in Shas. The Gemara says they only say Esed Doichel Loisus when it's Efshel Kaim Shnei. So there's an irreconcilable conflict between the Esed and the Loisus. Where it's Efshel Kaim Shnei. And there's a way to reconcile the Esed and the Lav. So then we don't say Esed Doichel Loisus. So that's what I'm saying over here. Here, you could reconcile the Esed and the Lav. You could say Leibayinah. She could say leiba ino. The nimsa esei v'leisei kayom. That's the lashon of the Rambam. Nimsa esei v'leisei kayom. Then the esei and the leisei won't conflict. If they won't conflict, chari means so. It's efshel kayom shnei. I don't know if it's weird. That's what it means. Nimsa esei v'leisei kayom. That means efshel kayom shnei. You could be mekayim both. Kayomen. Mamish lashon kayomen. Not weird. That's rishlokish lashon. Efshel kayom shnei. However, this what?
The nimsa magically.
Well, it's just like Leibina, then it's nimsa esei leisei kayomen. The fact is that there's a lot here that's problematic. Rav Elchanan in Kavitz Haaretz and Yevamos talks about this Rambam in two places: Simon Yudbeis and Simon Yudalot. He has a few Haaretz on this Rambam. First of all, let's start like this. A normal case of Efshel Kayim Shneim is like you have a way to, there's a switch that you could turn and would allow you to reconcile the essay and the license. You have a way to be Mekayim the essay and the license. Like a case of the Moshe, whereas case Mila B'Tzeras, Moshe Shabbos Kolam Gimel. Whereas his mila is doicha, the mitzvah's mila is doicha, the iser of tzitzis beheres. So the Gemara says it's really only an issue by the father. Because by the father, it's, he wants to be kaitzis to the heiress. He doesn't want his kid to have tzaras. So by the father, it's a daughter that he's miskaven. So by the father, you have to come on to the esti being doichel l'esusay. But if somebody else is mal the kid, then there's no lav at all because it's a daughter shein miskaven. At least the Gemara doesn't sound like that. I think we're talking psikration. I'm not getting into the details of that Gemara. So the Gemara over there says that if there's somebody else around, then the father can't do the bris because that's your time shein. Fathers do the bris. Give it to somebody else. Let the other person do the bris. You won't have to be doichel yisr. But if there's nobody else around, then there's a doichel yisr because it's yesh l'kayim shnei. So there you have a case where you, it's in your hands. You have the switch. You could have the father do the bris mila. You could have the other person do the bris mila. It's up to us. So since we have a way to avoid the essay conflicting with the yisr, so that's called yesh l'kayim shnei. We could do the bris mila with somebody else. We don't have to the father do the bris mila. If somebody else does the bris mila, there won't be a conflict between the essay and the lav. We'll have the mitzvah, we won't violate the law, no problem. So it's in our hands. So first Rav Chanan says, so let's imagine over here by the Isha that it's in our hands. We can turn her on to say Lei Ba'ino, and we could turn her off to say Ba'ino, we could turn her off to say Lei Ba'ino. In a minute he's going to ask that it's not in our hands also. But before we get to that, one thing at a time. Lu Yitzur that it's Bi'adenu, that she should be Ba'ino or should be Lei Ba'ino. So let's say, since we could turn her off to say Lei Ba'ino, we could press the button on her that says Lei Ba'ino. So Mamela says Eshel Kaim Shnei. We don't have to have her say Ba'ino. And then we'll have a conflict from the Essay and the Lav. We could have her say Lei Ba'ino, then there won't be a conflict from the Essay and the Lav. Says Elchanan, that's called Eshel Kaim Shnei. He sort of has a Chakir really. He says, what does it mean, Eshel Kaim? What does it mean that an Essay is Doichel Loisese? How to say it? Well, he says like this. I'll tell you the way he says it is. What is it exactly in the essay that's doichel l'essay? Is it that we want to be mekayim the essay, or is that we don't want to violate the essay? The moshul lu yitzur. The normal case of essay doichel l'essay is that if we're not going to do the essay, we're going to be in violation of bittul essay. But what if you had a case? What if you could get out of the essay? You're not going to be mekayim the essay, but you have a way to be mistalik from the chiyuv in the first place. So is the essay doichel l'essay? So he says, Feresh Gemara. He has a lot of eyes, but he says, Feresh Gemara. The Gemara says that the mitzvah zibum is doichel l'essay. In Torah, chayv elavin or elul yibum, because the essay of yibum is doichel l'essay. In the Rabbanu, we exult there, we're going to be a rishon, not to be a shniv, but in the Torah, chayv elavin for the yibum, because the essay of yibum is doichel l'essay. Frag the Gemara, why is the essay of Yibum doichel l'essay? It's Eshel Mechalitza. So it's Eshel Kaim Shneim. So the Gemara answers that Chalitza b'mokam Yibum lav mitzvah. Meaning, mitzvah, the primary mitzvah is to do Yibum, not to do Chalitza. It's better to do Yibum than to do Chalitza. So therefore, the essay of Yibum is doichel lav of whatever, Mamzeres. That's the Gemara. Frag the Vachonim. Even if Yibum is better than Chalitza. But if you do chalitza, are you violating the essay? Is that called the mevatel mitzvah essay? About or not? You don't get the essay. You get chalitza. Chalitza is not as good a mitzvah as yibum. So yibum is a better mitzvah to have. But it's not an iser essay or a bitl mitzvah essay to do chalitza instead of yibum. So Chana says you see from that Gemara, and nonetheless the Gemara says that it's doicha since yibum is better than chalitza. So yibum is doicha. Says Chana, you see from that Gemara. That to do yibum is, you see from that Gemara, that for essay doichel l'essay, it's enough, even if I have a way to not be mekayim the essay without violating any without being mevat, I have a way to get out of the chiyuv. You know, I don't have to do bittul essay. Nonetheless, the mitzvah essay is enough reason to violate the l'essay essay. He has other rise to this. So the kisser, so he says over here, what is Ram say? Ram says over here the essay of Loi Seal Isha is not doichel l'lav because she could say Loi Ba'ino. If she'll say Loi Ba'ino, so he won't violate the essay. That's true. If she said Loi Ba'ino, he doesn't violate the essay. But does he get an essay? If she says loy ba'ino, does he get a mitzvah sase by not marrying her? Why not? He doesn't violate. He's not mevatel an asay because the Torah said he only is mechuyev in the asay if she says ba'ino. If she says loy ba'ino, then he doesn't do the asay on her at her expense. So he's not going to be, if she'll say loy ba'ino, he's not going to be mevatel the asay. But it's not a kiyum asay. He didn't actually do the mitzvah. So Mary says, so he says, even if it would be in our hands to turn her off, we'll press the button, she should say loy ba'ino. So that would be in our hands. That's the reason why the asay shouldn't be doicha. But if we're going to press her to say loy ba'ino, he's not going to have a mitzvah. That's like chalitza. It's like chalitza b'makam yibum. He says, saying loy ba'ino to be saying ba'ino is not better than, or not worse than chalitza versus yibum. In other words, by chalitza and yibum also, you have a choice. You don't have to do yibum. You could do chalitza. But yibum is better. Yibum is a mitzvah in a way that chalitza is not. Yibum is the primary mitzvah. Since yibum is the primary mitzvah, so it's doich l'leisa, even though you could do chalitza instead. So over here, by this woman, the mitzvah is to l'leisa l'isha, to marry her. Yeah, you could press a button, she'll say loy ba'ino, you'll get out of having to do the mitzvah. But it's about the mitzvah is l'leisa l'isha. So it should be doich nonetheless. So Bukhana's first question. Yeah, it's
actually exactly
opposite. The Gemara, that Gemara, the principle of being a mitzvah.
But like
what could
you say?
You said, like,
it is saying that if
you want to walk
the
Yibo,
it is like a
Kabbalah,
you need to do
both. Yeah, I hear. Aaron Hanu assumes that though. He has other rights also. It's not his only right. I don't remember. He has other rights also. But I think this is one that's most from a Gemara Mufreshes. From Yishanim, he has a lot of rights. Yes, your eye from tzitzis, that's maybe debatable. It says, by tzitzis, you say, yesterday chalaisa say. He says, why yesterday chalaisa? You could get out of the mitzvah by being ma'agal l'keren. I'm not sure that's really such a riot, but. He says, you see, but if you'll be ma'agal l'keren, you won't have the mitzvah. You won't be mavatal the mitzvah, but you won't have the mitzvah. So you see that having the mitzvah is doicha l'leisa. So anyway, for the copy of this question, Rabbi Chanan answers that you have to say that since the mitzvah is l'tevosa, somehow if she says loy ba'ino, I don't know what this even means. He says, maybe you could say that if she said loy ba'ino, then not marry. Since the whole mitzvah is l'tevosa, so it's different. Since maybe like Alderet Haraman, the whole mitzvah is l'tevosa. So if she says loy ba'ino, so like that's just as good as marrying her if she says ba'ino. I don't know what that even means. Although the lashon Rama is a little bit that way. The lashon Rama was that shari esha shaloi tirtzi leishiv v'nimsa esay v'loise kayomen. What do you mean kayomen? Is that kayomen? Not mekayim the asay. I'm not quite sure what the Rama means by that exactly. I don't know. Anyway, that's the first half of Rav Chanan. A little bit strange. But then Rav Chanan says, Rav Chanan asks, he says, it doesn't even help us though. Because it's not in our hands to press a. This would all be maybe, discussable. That we could talk, this would all make perhaps sense if it was somewhere in our hands, like by the mila. We could give the mila to the father, we could give the mila to somebody else. So that's called Eshel Kayim Shneim. We have a choice, and we should go with that route rather than this route. So over here, it's not in our hands. It's up to her. If she says ba'ino, does she want to marry him? Does she not want to marry him? If she says ba'ino, then why is it Eshel Kayim Shneim? You can't make her say. I mean, Rashi had this notion that we're melamda noisa, we're kaifa noisa, the Ritva said, but that's not the pastor's not the way. If she wants to marry him, then there's a mitzvah of aloy silish. Why is it Eshel Kayim Shneim? Yeah, if she'll say loy ba'ino, there won't be a mitzvah. But she's not saying loy ba'ino. She's saying ba'ino. In the current circumstance, there's a mitzvah. It's like you have a dalet contest. So it's esedech aloy silish. If you won't have a beggar, there won't be a mitzvah. But lemaisa, you have a beggar. When you have a beggar, there's a mitzvah. Here you have this anusa. She wants to marry him. She says ma'ino. So what? How's that called efshel kaim shneim? What does that even mean? Why is that efshel kaim shneim? She says ma'ino. Given that she's saying ma'ino, so there's a mitzvah of loisi elisha. Yeah, if she'll say loisi, if she would have said loy ba'ino, then there wouldn't be a mitzvah. But right now lemaisa, she's saying ba'ino. She's not kechaymer b'yad ayoy. So you don't get to choose if she's saying ba'ino loy ba'ino. She says ba'ino. So why? So the chayyus. So where's the tchil here? So let it be doicha. So maybe you could say, I don't remember if Al Chanan says this. Maybe you could say it means mitzahar. She also has the issa. So you have to come out. So how's, Hashanah pointed out, she also has the issa. Where's the issa? The issa said, so maybe we'll say there's a mitzvah on her too. Because maybe the mitzvah of Leisa Elisha somehow is on her also. But since she could say loy ba'ino, so mitzad her, it's Eshel Kayim Shneim. Maybe that's already in our hands, Mitzad her, it's Eshel Kayim Shneim. Then we're going to the other Rav Chanan's problem. Akapanim, this is a Rav Chanan's issue. This is a Chanan issue here in Amma. What does Amma mean? Why is this called Eshel Chaim Shnei? If she would say Loibina, we could be Mekayim Shnei. Maisa, she's not saying Loibina. So the MS paper, it's really totally in a Machlokes. Machlokes the Rashi in the Beis Yosef, famous Machlokes the Rashi in the Beis Yosef. If you have an essay that's and you want it to be Doicha Lois essay, and the Maisa right now it's Yeshua Kayim Shnei. But in some other circumstance it would be Yeshua Kayim Shnei. I'll tell you what they're talking about. The Rashi is like this. Gemara says that we know that by tzitzis the essay of tzitzis is doicha klai. So the regular case is, let's say I have a beggar shel pishton, and the only way to mekayim mitzvah tzitzis is with tchelis, and tchelis is tzemer. So the only way to do the mitzvah is with shanis. So the essay is doicha lo. But the Gemara says that who had been the other way around. Let's say I have a beggar shel tzemer. So the Gemara says you could put in chutim the tchelis has to be tzemer, but the love one you could put pishton. So Shalim asks, what do you mean? Where's the tchil over there? Eshel Chaim Shnei. You don't have to put a chutim of the beggar is semer. You can put the tchilas is semer. Punkt of tzalachas, you're going to put in lovin of pishta. Put in lovin of semer. Where's the tchil? So talk to Mulunishan. So the Rashba in Yibamas Tavdal, the Rashba says that it's talking about where in the Chanan, it's talking about where he doesn't have. The only chutim that he has are the only chutim that he has are pishtim. So it's a yeshul kaim shnei. That's the rashba. So the Beis Yosef in Siman Yud Aleph brings that rashba. And the Beis Yosef, he doesn't think that's called yeshul kaim shnei. He doesn't think that's called yeshul kaim shnei, man. He thinks that's yeshul kaim shnei. Since in theory, you don't have to be, since you don't have the threads to do it. But since theoretically, if you would have other threads, you could reconcile the essay and the loisus. You could do the mitzvah and not be doicha alav. So that's cool. That's called efshel kaim shnei, and the essay is not doicha. So it's a machlekes. The Rashi and the Beis Yosef, where you have an essay and a loisus. And right now, in the current constellation of circumstances, it's efshel kaim shnei. There's no way to reconcile them. But if you would have other chutim, theoretically, it's possible to do the mitzvah without violating the loisus. So even though right now, in your circumstances, in your set of circumstances, you can't. And if you want to do the mitzvah, you're going to have to violate the law. But since there is, in theory, a way to do the mitzvah without violating the law, so the Beis Yosef holds, the Essay is not Deichel Eisese. And the Rashi holds, that's called the Eshel Chaim Shnei, and the Essay is Deichel Eisese. So that's an entire case over here. In the present circumstance, she's saying, but you know, so there's no way to reconcile the Essay and the law without being Chaim Shnei. But since in some other, and theoretically it's possible, she could say, but you know, and then there'll be a way to reconcile the essay in the lab. Of course, you have Rabbi Chanan's other question: what kind of essay is that? If she says Levina, but somehow we're going to, well, whatever that means. But since there's some other set of circumstances, we could reconcile the essay in the lab. So even though right now that's not what we have, the deck that we're being dealt is that she's saying Levina. But since in theory she could have said Levina, so that's according to the Beis Yosef, that's called Eshel Chaim Shnei, and it's not Levina. The problem is that the Achrayim, Shagzai in Hilchos Gemara brings a befer shigemara against the Beis Yosef. I'm a shigemara beforeshes. The Gemara I told you before. The Gemara in Shabbos Kaflam and Gimel. Gemara is talking about milu b'tzaras, and the Gemara says that if the father is going to do the bris, so then it's, he's going to violate the law. If somebody else will do the bris, he won't violate the law. So the Gemara says, if there's somebody else around, you have to give it to the other person. Get the omrei shlokish. The Gemara says befer. Get the omrei shlokish. And whenever it's Efshel Kayim Shnei, there's no Tchiyah. But if there's nobody else around, then the father does the bris. Says the Shagas Hai, say Gemara Mufresh, it's like the Rashba. But that's called Efshel Kayim Shnei. If there would be another person here, then you could reconcile the Yassin Lab. Somebody else will do the bris, and you won't violate the Lab. But right now, the Maisa, the father, is the only person here. There's nobody else who knows how to do a bris Mila. So that's called Efshel Kayim Shnei. So the Rashba's a fair Shagamar. So we're back to square one. So over here, how's the Yassin Dachel Lab? So we have two problems in the Rambam. Problem number one. Problem number one in the Rambam is a steer in the Rambam. The Rambam starts off by saying, "That's exactly kosev loisil isha isha ruila." The next breath, the Rambam says, "Let the esed be lechel loisil," and he says, "Well, it's actual kaim shnei." That's problem number one. Problem number two in the Rambam is, why talk is the esed not lechel loisil? So the Rambam says, "Because she can say loibina," and then you'll be there won't be a steer between the esed and the lab. But the ma'aser right now she's saying, "But ina in hilchas tchiya that's called ef shel kaim shnei." So at the end of the day, Rish Lakish Khali Khar is not relevant. At the end of the day, the essay should be Daikh Lysis. Right now she's saying, but you know, yeah, if she could say Laibina, it's like, you know, maybe there could be another person here besides the Mayal. There could be other Chutim. But right now there are no other Chutim. Right now there is no other Mayal. Right now she's saying Baino. So right now it's Efshul Khaim Shnaim. So they ask, what to be Daikh Lala? What does the Rama mean? That if she'll say Laibina, then it'll be Efshul Khaim Shnaim. I'll tell you about from Rav Shimshkov. Rav Shimshkov did not say it to answer the Rama. Rav Shimshkov said it's stam in the Gemara. To answer the Rishonim was kasha in the Gemara. What's the Gemara's kasha? The essay should be the Leisa say. It's exerts a cost of the Mishnah, exerts a cost of Leisa, Leisha, Isha, or Uli. So we saw Rishonim, I hope it. Taisa is to be the roots in there. Man has a parrot. Rav Shimshkov has a parrot. In Shari Yesha. It says a beautiful word. After the kach tzorch is bone was why the rishonim didn't learn this way. But maybe the rambam did. We'll see. Rav Shimon says like this. He says pshat in the gemara is this exerts a kosov. Let's start like this. This exerts a kosov. The mishnah says isha or yule. This exerts a kosov isha or yule. So the rishonim says, what's the most kasha? The essay should be doichel leisa say. And then they ask for care. And when the Gemara answers, they say, not doichel leisa, so why do you need exerts a kosov? This is Rav Shimon, we'll start like this. There is exerts a kosov. Isha or Yule. But the Gemara's question is, let the essay be doichel leisa say, and then she'll be an Isha or Yule. If the essay is doichel leisa say, then she's a Yule. The middle that the essay is doichel leisa say, then she's an Isha or Yule. Yeah, especially if you're like the Ramban, it's the Mishnah Mshechas, so she'll be Ruila for as long as they marry. And even if not, so for Biri Shani, she'll be Ruila, maybe that's also enough. But like upon him, the Gemara's question is, let the Esi B'deuch Elisa say, that will make her into an Isha Ruila. So the Gemara answers that here the Esi can't be B'deuch Elisa say. Because Yom Eloi B'ino, Yisrael Esi Kra. Okay, so we have the other Kasha, the Shani Mitzvah. So if they ask not doichel leisa say, so why need a pasuk of isha ruila? So Rav Shimon says, you know why you need a pasuk? Because the mitzvah of a loisil isha does not say that he has to be boiled her. The Rashi got to say that it does. I feel like the Rashi says once he marries her and he's boiled her, then he's kaim the mitzvah. But Rav Shimon says, where is saying the pasuk that he has to be boiled? This is a loisil isha. He's to marry her and he'll give him zaynus and so on. You know, he did this avlatar, so if she wants, he has to marry her. Give her a respectable home. Doesn't say that he has to be boila. Not like Yivam, which is Yivam or Yavayola. He says, bless you, Elisha. So she'll be Elisha. Doesn't have to be boila. And then he won't violate any surah. He says, really, there should really be no problem. He's ma'anis and mamzeris. If she wants, he should be mechuyev to marry her, so he won't live with her. And he'll be mekayim, bless you, Elisha. What?
As I can't
say
Elisha. Let's say
no, it says Elisha.
Let's say, for instance, Kiddushin or Nisuin?
Let's say Kiddushin.
So what are you accomplishing by doing Nisuin? Kiddushin.
So now he'll have, I don't know, now she'll be married. It says in Torah, Elisha, Elisha, so she'll be married. Maybe even Nisuin. It's not Mitzvah Lepia, so we get into Chuppah Shenu Lepia. Okay, that's a technical problem. But, and let's say that's. So Kiddushin. So the answer is, because that says in Torah, that's the Xerxes of Kosovo of Isha Ruila. Isha Ruila means that she has to be Ruila to live with her. But in the Chanami, if it only said Lukachal Elisha without the implication of Isha Ruila, so I'd say Lukachal Elisha, he'll marry her, he doesn't have to live with her. So he doesn't have to be Viola. So there's no stira between the mitzvah and the issa. for that comes along this area as a kosov of a loy sila isha and says no, she has to be isha ruuyuloy. He only has the mitzvah of the kochel loy isha if she's a woman with whom he's allowed to live. And if he and therefore he can't be kindness of Zeres because she's ruuyuloy. He could be makadosher, but she's not ruuyuloy in the full sense of the word. So therefore the mitzvah doesn't apply. In other words, it says in the drasha of isha ruuyuloy says that even though the mitzvah itself is to be makadosher, not to be boiler. But she has to be ru'uyuloi. She has to be ru'uya for chayishus. And a woman who's also tame is not ru'uya for chayishus, so she's mufka from the mitzvah of leisi l'isha. That's the exeris hakosuf. And that the Gemara asks, but if the essay could be doichel leisi say, then she is ru'uya for chayishus. So the Gemara answers, no, but that's not doichel leisi say. But even that we need the exeris hakosuf and we need the Gemara's further, the essay is not doichel leisi say. If we only had the svar that the es is not doichel loisa say and he can't be boiler, so we say, so what? He'll marry her and he won't be boiler. The mitzvah is to marry her, not to be boiler. So therefore I need to have exeris hakosuv that says, no, she has to be ru'uya l'biyo. That the mitzvah is to marry a woman who's ru'uya l'ishus. That's the drush of loisa l'isha, isha ru'uya loy. She has to be ru'uya for ishus. But if I only had exeris hakosuv, I could still ask, by chai v'lavin, she is ru'uya l'ishus, because the es is doichel loisa say. Rav Shimon adds, that's called Esed Eichel Leisa, even though the mitzvah itself is to marry her, the mitzvah is not to live with her. But since being able to live with her is a condition of the mitzvah, so therefore that he has right, so that's also, that we could also Esed Eichel Leisa. He should be allowed to live with her in order, the Esed should be Eichel Leisa, meaning, since a condition of the essay is that she should be a Isha Ruyul Abiyo, so that itself should be Eichel Leisa Biyo in order that she should be a Isha Ruyul Abiyo to be Mekayim the essay. That's a different kind of tchil than normal, but that is right, so that he has right, so that works. Akaponim, mamash pasha the eitzah. The eitzah itself is very beautiful. There's no steer at all between the gemara, between the gzeres hakosuv and the gemara's question about esed eichel leisa. Yes, this gzeres hakosuv. The gzeres hakosuv says that even though the mitzvah is to marry, the mitzvah is not to be boiler. But the gzeres hakosuv says that the mitzvah only applies if she's ruuya if she's ruuya leishus, if she's ruuya lebiyah. That's the gzeres hakosuv. It says the Gzeres HaKosuv says that there's a condition in the mitzvah that she has to be Ruyu Lebiyah. In fact, the Gemara, okay, fine. So I understand my Chayvei Kars, the Moshul, she's not Ruyu Lebiyah because. But what about Chayvei Lavan? She is Ruyu Lebiyah. The Esek could be Doichel Loisei. She'll be Ruyu Lebiyah. So the Gemara says, no, it doesn't work in Hilchas Tchiyah because the Esek is not there. You Amar Loi Ba'inam. You still Loisei Klal. That's Rav Shimon. So maybe we could say that that's how the Rambam learned the Gemara. I mean, it's really very compelling because in the Rambam we had the question on the Gemara we had in the Rambam. The Rambam starts off and he says that there's exeris hakosuv leisi l'isha isha ruuyuloi. And then the next line the Rambam says let the esi v'doichel leisa say. So if it's exeris hakosuv, what's the kash the esi v'doichel leisa? So of course the Rishonim will ask it on the Gemara. I said at the beginning the Rishonim asked that. That's the Rishonim's kash in the Gemara. But all the answers that the Gemara that the Rishonim give for the Gemara don't work in the Rambam. Tosis kash the pasuk's bechayvei koras. The Gemara is asking bechayvei lavin. The pasuk is megala that this kind of es is not doichel loisa say. There is no gzeres hakosuv. There is no gzeres hakosuv. It's only an asmach. All the answers don't work in the Rambam. So in the Rambam, it's very glaring from one sentence to the next. Reb Shimon answer could read in the Rambam very well. The Rambam says that she's isha asura loy. Nimtzu b'dvazimo, yishinimtzu asura loy mechayv lavin mechayv yaseh and so on. Hareze yigashenu because it says v'loisi elisha. That the mitzvah is only if she's royal ishus. Meaning, why not marry her or not sleep with her? The answer is because she has to be isha ruyuloi. But then the Rambam says, okay, she has to be isha ruyuloi. What's the problem? She is an isha ruyuloi because the asay could be doichel leisa. So that makes her isha ruyuloi. So the Rambam answers, no, because if she'll say loy ba'ino, so then if she'll say loy ba'ino, then there won't be any. If she'll say loy ba'ino. Then the essay and the loisa could be miskaimim. Meaning, if she'll say loiba ino, then she won't be ruya lishus. Then he won't be allowed to live with her. Because then you won't have the tchi of the essay. There won't be the loisa. So then he won't be allowed to live with her. So we had a question. Okay, fine. But that's not what she's saying. She's saying ba'ino. And the hilchas efshel kaim shneim, that's called efshel kaim shneim. It's like you don't have any threat. You don't have any other chutum. That's called yeshul kaim shneim. Yeah, if you had other chutum, you could be mekayim shneim. But right now you have no other chutum. Right now there's no other moil. That's called yeshul kaim shneim. So over here she's saying ba'ino, so it's e'efshel kayim shneim. So what's pshat on the Rambam? The answer is the Rambam doesn't mean the klal of eshel kayim, the regular klal of e'efshel kayim shneim. The Rambam is still busy within the gzeres hakosuv of isha ru'u l'kayim, but fundamentally this is the gzeres hakosuv. She has to be ru'u l'ishus. That the mitzvah of a loisi isha only applies to an isha that isha that's ru'u l'biyot. So the kasha is, but this woman is ru'u l'ishus because the esik can be doichel loisi se. Says the Rambam, no. Since in a oifim when she'll say leibaino, if she would say leibaino, then there would be no tchia. Right now she's saying ba'ino. But if she would say loibaino, there would be no tchia. That means that this woman is not a woman who's categorically ru'u l'ishus. Depends, you know. On Monday she'll say ba'ina, she'll be ru'u'lishus. On Tuesday she'll say ba'ina, she'll be ainu ru'u'lishus. Sort of depends. This is a woman who could be ru'u'lishus if she'll say one way, and she could be ainu ru'u'lishus if she'll say the other way. That's not called the isha ru'u'lakaimah. Not that it's the eshel kaim shneim. That doesn't mean that it's the eshel kaim shneim in the normal sense. That it's eshel kaim shneim. In the normal sense, it's eshel kaim shneim, because right now she's saying ba'ina. Right, I'm sorry, right now she's saying ba'ina. So who cares that she could have said ba'ina? But right now it's eshel kaim shneim. The Ram doesn't mean Reish Lakish. The Rambam means that the Rambam just means that she's an isha she'ena, that she's not an isha ru'u l'kaima. She's not an isha ru'u l'ishus. Because even though under a particular set of circumstances where she'll say ba'ino, she is an isha ru'u l'ishus. Because then the esik would be doichel lois to say. But since in other circumstances, if she would say loy ba'ino, then she's not ru'u l'ishus. So this is a woman who's not defined as an isha ru'u l'kaima. Because an isha ru'u l'kaima means a woman who's ru'u l'kaima, a woman who's ru'u l'ishus, no matter what she says, whether she says ba'ino, whether she says loy ba'ino. She's be'etzim ru'u l'biyo. A woman who's only ru'u l'biyo if she'll say ba'ino, but if she'll say loy ba'ino, then she's not going to be ru'u l'biyo. That's not an isha ru'u l'kaima. And there's exerced a kosa that she has to be an isha ru'u l'kaima. Okay, and that's what I wanted to work through in the Ram. There's a lot of fallout from this, a lot of takeaway just in the Gdorm of Isha Ril Kaima. Yeah, it's hard to be a fire at Achas La'achas, but there's a lot of Some also just like Abed Shai, does the Mitzvah of Leisi Lisha, does it mean that he has to be Boiler or not? The Rashba says for Dovah Pasha that it does. Reb Shimon, maybe in the Ram, if the Ram is going with Reb Shimon's, then it says then Takanak. Kaponim is in the Rambam is interesting. Like I said before, you have to know why the Rishonim didn't say like Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon's Rambam is very beautiful. Stama the Rishonim held for the pasuk that the mitzvah is to be ba'ala. Reb Shimon's whole word only works because on the predicate that the mitzvah of Leisi Elisha does not include that he has to be ba'ala. That's the exact cost of Leisi Elisha that should be asked to be ruled with you. But the mitzvah itself does not include the deal. And the Rishonim apparently took for granted that the mitzvah does include the beer. So maybe the whole shot, the Rav Shimon's whole shot's not available.
So you know we say, like, Sherek says in honor, you can't, you don't have the right to hold back.
Yeah, but there's no Yisroel involved here, isn't it? It's only she says Ba'ino. She says Ba'ino. She was on Usul, let's say. She figures it's worth it to her, you know, that she should have a home, support. Whatever. She says Ba'ino. What's the question? We don't want to second guess it to her. But here she's Asurla. But if she wants to, there's a mitzvah lay
Yeah. Would it make sense that the pasuk could mean that there would be a mitzvah without bia, but the isur would dafka mean, like, it almost is like too much, that potentially the, and could fulfill a mitzvah, which you're learning from the Losi Elisha, as just kiddushin, that the isur is because it's not royal bia. Like, isn't that too.
What do you mean by the isur? If Shimon's point is, that without the exercise of kosov of isha ru'ulai, there is no steer between the mitzvah and the isser. The mitzvah is to marry her, and the isser is to be boiler. So what's the problem? So the mitzvah of isha ru'ulai should apply to a mamzeres as well. What's the problem? If she wants to marry him, then he has a mitzvah of leisi elisha. He can't be boiler. So what? Who says that that's a steer at all? So that's the exercise of kosov. That's what she's doing. That's the exercise of kosov of isha ru'ulai, that she has to be ru'ulishus. That's my. The other Rishonim learn that that's for sure that he has to be Ba'ala, because that's part of the mitzvah. The Gzeres HaKosov, Isha Ru'u Yoloi, is that there can't be any Yisurim when he's Ba'ala. And then the question is, what do you need a pasuk for that? The answer is not the Kalois say, because the Yom Aloy Bein. The Gemara says that over here there's no Tchiyah, because of technical reasons, Yom Aloy Bein, or whatever that means. Each Rishon has a different shot in that, but whatever it means. So that's what the Rishonim are grappling with. It was the Rishonim are learning, that's for sure, the mitzvah is to be boiler. So what's the Xeris HaKos of Loisi Lisha? That the mitzvah is to be boiler, but not if there are any Yisurim. So the obvious question is, why does that need a pasuk? Anyway, the essay over here doesn't have the Chayach to be Doichel Loisis. And if it does, and that's what the pasuk is telling me, the essay is not Doichel Loisis, and what's the Gemara's Kash, the essay should be Doichel Loisis. So that's what the Rishonim are busy with trying to understand. And one of the Mishnah says that it's Gzeres HaKosov that he only has a mitzvah to be boiler of Lois Elisha, which includes the Biyah, if there are no Yisurim. And the Gemara turns around and says that the essence should be Doichel Lois Elisha. What are you talking about? There's Gzeres HaKosov that the mitzvah to be boiler is only if there are no Yisurim. That's why the Rishonim saw they had this problem. The Mishnah doesn't stem with the Gemara. And that's why we have all these. Tosis has three answers. The Ramban has an answer. The Ra'ah has an answer, and so on. L'fi Reb Shimon, the whole pshat is different. The mitzvah loisi l'isha is to be makadosher. There's no mitzvah to be boiler per se, and therefore a priori there's no contradiction between the mitzvah and the bia. The loisi l'isha, it's all different. Loisi l'isha isha uiloi doesn't mean there's a mitzvah to be boiler that we knew from before, and isha uiloi says but don't be violate any yisurim when you boiler. Why does that need a pasuk? And I said the essay is not that loisi ka'omer. The way Reb Shimon learns the whole pshat is different. There's a mitzvah to be makadosher. That has nothing to do with the biyah. There's an mitzvah to be boiler. That has nothing to do with the mitzvah. So, fine. So there's no problem. V'loisi l'isha. You should have it even by Imam Zeres. Comes along the Zeres HaKosuv and says, no, v'loisi l'isha, the mitzvah is to be makadosher, true, but she has to be ruhi l'biyah in order to have that mitzvah. In fact, the Gemara, so I understand, by chayav kosher, not ruhi l'biyah. But by chayav and the essay should be done for l'isha, and then she is ruhi l'biyah. And that the Gemara answers, Yom Aloy Be'inam, Yisi L'Esei Klal. Which could mean for various reasons what that the essay is not doichel loisei say, but the Ram says that it means. I mean that's still available. You know what? Why is the essay not doichel loisei say? Could be for any of the reasons that the Rishonim enumerate. But what it says in Rambam is that the reason why the essay over here is not doichel loisei say is because it's eshel l'kayim shneim, which is sure because it's not eshel l'kayim shneim. Because right now she's saying ba'ino. So that's what we're reinterpreting the Rambam. Rambam doesn't mean eshel l'kayim shneim. The Rambam means that since she'll say loy ba'ino, then he won't be able to live with her. Because then the essay won't override the loisesei. So even though now she's saying ba'ino, and the essay could override the loisesei, but that's not called isha ruilo. She's still not an isha ruilo. Because an isha ruilo means an isha who's ruilo no matter what she says. The isha is only ruilo when she says ba'ino, but when she says loy ba'ino, she becomes ain ruilo. That's not called isha ruilo. Okay, that's it for today. Tomorrow we go on.